In a few minutes, it's time to complain. For me, that's just about every day, at every time. But we will make a segment out of it, and it's Whine About It Wednesday, where we tell you what's really grinding our gears this week. Jenks, maybe this is probably need to be roped into that, but let me complain about this before we like get to the primary complaint. I feel like Jordan Hudson should not be wearing Bill Belichick's Super Bowl rings. I understand there is a lot to pick on for Jordan Hudson, the 24-year-old girlfriend of current UNC football coach, Bill Belichick. Don't know how long that will be his title, but this rubs me in the wrong direction. I feel like if you were not a part of the team, if you did not lend a hand in winning that Super Bowl, you should not be wearing the ring. Am I off base in this?
I mean, I don't necessarily agree with it either. It's less bothersome to me than the fact that she's been hanging out at practices and is on the sideline at the games talking to him. Like, that's what I can't get over. If you've got plenty of Super Bowl rings and you want her to wear one or she wants to wear one, okay. I don't think she's earned any of that, obviously. But what bothers me even more so is that she's sort of, not even sort of, she's tampering with his process. This is a guy who's known to have this laser focus on winning, and now she's disrupted all of that, and wearing a ring is part of that. But to me, it's her presence everywhere that I think is, at least for me, the bigger issue.
Ooh, I think we're going to go toe-to-toe on this, because I think I'm on the other side. I think, well, you know, I'm going to whine about it. Let's play the sounder. Let's get into it.
Why talk about it when you can whine about it?
Whine, whine, whine.
Here on Whining Wednesday.
Do you want to hear whining?
On the Daily Tip.
All right, so I'm going to get right to it because we were talking about it and you kind of alluded to it. I saw this tweet that a lot of people retweeted of Jordan Hudson on the sideline of UNC's game talking to Bill Belichick. And this aggregator put that this was during the game. This was not during the game. If you watch the video, this is during warmups. If this was anybody else, I feel like people wouldn't care. Especially in college games, which, Jenks, I'm sure you've been to a college football game.
Yeah.
They allow a lot of people on the sidelines. It is very different than the NFL. Like, when I covered Auburn football, they had, like, 50 recruits on the sidelines. They had boosters. They had people who, you know, donate a lot of money. They had, like, a bunch of people on the sidelines. And we see this all the time with, like, Colorado football. They have rappers on the sidelines. Texas has Matthew McConaughey on the sidelines. So I feel like people are doing this to pin this on Jordan Hudson. And I am not saying that she is some saint and that she is free from blame in this whole situation. I am just saying I don't appreciate it when people perpetuate false narratives that so clearly within the video are not true. She's not talking to him during the game. You cannot blame the bad tackling on Jordan Hudson. Maybe she just wanted $10 to go to the concession stand. She said, Bill, I want to go get a hot dog. I don't have any money. So I don't know what she was doing, but I feel like we've entered the territory where people are blaming everything on her, and I feel like that is unfair. Like, maybe she is at fault for some of the downfall, but I think it's unfair in general when people blame everything on the significant other. So again, I think maybe she's partly to blame for some of this, but not all of it.
I don't think all of it, but I think, to me, it's just one piece in a bigger puzzle that we've seen from the start. Like, it's fine, it wasn't during the game, but there's plenty of video where she's at practice, walking up to him, talking to him during practice. Why is she doing that? Did Bill Belichick decide to have balloons at his post-game press conference? I bet that was not his idea. Was he the one who decided to let her control who is banned from a certain message board, or that she gets all the social media interactions even though she's not a part of the UNC staff? Like, no. He's allowing it, I suppose, because he's certainly not shutting it down. But I think it's just, it's not that particular incident. It's just another incident where everywhere he goes, she is. And a lot of times she's involved in situations where she really should not be involved. So I don't pin everything on her. But certainly when we've watched this guy throughout his entire career be completely and solely focused on football, 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 no distractions. She has been a distraction from the very start. So I don't think it's a one-off where, hey, you showed up at the game, you screwed this up. No, I think you've been here from the beginning, and you've allowed this guy to... He's allowed himself, because of you, to sort of disengage from what has made him successful. And you could already make an argument that the game is sort of starting to pass him by anyway, and this is definitely not helping. So I don't think it's a one-off. I think it's just another example of why things have kind of gone off the rails with Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I do think maybe it plays a small role. But, like, he was losing games with the Patriots before he started dating her. So I don't know if it's all of it, but I just feel like it's a very easy out. Like, you point at her and you're like, oh, she's very unlikable, so let's just blame everything on her. I am just saying, if they have a bad season this year, it's not all on her. Like, some of this is Bill Belichick. He is a grown man, and, you know, he's still going to practice. He still needs to teach guys how to tackle, and you can still have a solid game plan in place. So I don't know. It's just... it's a bad situation all around. And listen, nobody would care about any of this if they were winning. I just think that first game was so embarrassing that people are having trouble looking past it, because it has been the biggest story of the offseason. But we'll see how it develops. I don't know if UNC can win some games, but, like, judging on that first game, they're not even going to be competitive. Like, it's not like TCU was, you know, one of the best teams in college football. They are good. But I don't know if this goes in another direction for UNC. I think it's going to be a season of turmoil, at least in the near future. So that's my whine about it Wednesday. All right, Jenks, what are you complaining about today?
We have some new neighbors downstairs, and they need to move that cardboard box. I don't know what they're doing. We have a very small condo building. There are 7 units, and this guy has moved in, and he's got this one cardboard box that is just, like, hanging out in the middle of our foyer. And it's been there for like 2.5 weeks. He's had other boxes delivered. He's taken those boxes in because he just moved in, ordered some things. Like, his whole condo, I guess, is going to be decorated with Temu items. That's apparently what we've seen. So all these boxes are going in, and they're going somewhere except for this one weirdo-shaped box that just continues to sit right outside his door. Take it and put it away. What is it about this one box that has to sit in the foyer that you have to avoid when you walk in or push to the side that he can't get rid of? I don't understand. Get rid of your cardboard box. That's my whine about it Wednesday.
I've got a problem-solving strategy, Jenks. Why don't you move it and put it in the dumpster along with that picture frame of you and Kevin?
Oh, God. Because I'm not doing it for him. I am not setting the standard that he can just put things outside of his door and I'll just take it out for him when all he has to do is take it downstairs.
That sounds like a fun interaction between you and your neighbor when you see him next. It's the worst thing between, like, neighbors, because you will run into them. Like, you'll have to see them. There's some interaction. So good luck with that, Jenks. Doesn't sound fun. All right, Den, you got a whine about it Wednesday today?
Oh, boy, do I. I was hoping you would ask. So I went to a wedding this weekend. It was a beautiful wedding. It was on Sunday, right? So we go up on Sunday. We drive up on Sunday. It's in the greater Philadelphia area. It's probably like 40 minutes away from downtown Philadelphia, but it's in the greater Philadelphia area. So we go up. We have no issues on Sunday. Everything is fine. Everything is good. We are coming back. And, you know, we're taking 95 to, I guess, 276. So it's like the Jersey Turnpike and then 95, and you're going through Baltimore and all these different things. The amount of people that I saw as I was driving back on Labor Day who would miss exits, but then proceed on a major highway and interstate to then back up so they could get to their exit was legitimately appalling. And the first time it happened, it was a massive shoulder. So it made sense. Like, you're not hitting anybody at this point. It was still relatively early. There's not a lot of people going on. So, like, all right, cool. He made a mistake. Whatever. There's a big enough room to where you are not going to disturb any traffic or, you know, potentially injure somebody. The other three times, because I saw this happen 4 times on a 3-hour drive, the other 3 times, they're literally backing up into the lane. And I'm, like, driving, and my wife is making... She was making me a liquid IV because she's a saint, and I needed it after a wedding. The open bar, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's making me a liquid IV. I had to, like, stop her and slam on the brakes because this dude in a Honda CRV or whoever makes a CRV, I don't really care. I don't drive one of those damn things. But whoever's in this CRV literally has their back two wheels into the lane on 95. And it's a two lane. Like, I can't really go anywhere. I have to slam the brakes because there's traffic coming on my left side. It was appalling. I don't believe this is a Philadelphia thing in particular, but I already don't like that city. So I'm going to blame it on them almost exclusively. And for that, I hope the Eagles suck this year.
It's not personal, but it's personal. I feel like you should never be using the reverse gear on the interstate unless you're in a Fast and Furious movie, right?
This dude was not built like Vin Diesel, I can tell you that.
It's just, some people have no feel. Like, isn't that what it boils down to in both situations you're talking about? Like, people have no self-awareness. Like, what they're causing to other people or, you know, what they're doing on the interstate, which obviously the stakes are a little higher because you could get killed. But, like, this is the same deal with there are people at my gym every single week who talk on speakerphone on the track. So I am listening to Wanda talk to her coworker about God knows what while I'm trying to lock it in. I am listening to music and I hear a conversation over my music. How are some people born with no self-awareness?
It's one of the most absent traits right now in human existence. Like, people just don't see that in empathy. Like, they just have no idea, like, how they sound or that there's other people in the world or in their space besides themselves. Really.
Yeah. Imagine if we all talked on speakerphone on the track. That would be chaos.
Total. Noise, chaos. People just don't think about it. And plus, I don't want to hear your conversation. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that. You know? Get yourself some earbuds. You could, if you've got a phone, if you can spend the money, $1,000, hundreds of dollars on your phone, you can get some earbuds.
Or how about you talk on the phone like a normal human being and put it up to your ear? That's why phones were created. All right, so we're going to put a period on that segment. All right, next up, it's time to get into some of the drama between college football head coaches. You won't want to miss it. It's next on The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.